Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Canto 3, Chapter 2, Remembrance of Lord Krishna, Text 23. Translation, alas, how shall I take shelter of one more merciful than He, who granted the position of mother to a she-demon, Putana, although she was unfaithful, and she prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her breast. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Here is an example of this extreme mercy of the Lord, even to His enemy. It is said that a noble man accepts the good qualities of a person of doubtful character, just as one accepts nectar from a stock of poison. In his babyhood, he was administered deadly poison by Putana, a she-demon who tried to kill the wonderful baby. And because she was a demon, it was impossible for her to know that the Supreme Lord, even though playing the part of a baby, was no one less than the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. His value as the Supreme Lord did not diminish upon his becoming a baby to please his devotee, Yashoda. The Lord may assume the form of a baby or of a shape other than that of a human being, but it doesn't make the slightest difference. He is always the same Supreme. A living entity, however powerful he may become by dint of severe penance, can never become equal to the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna accepted the motherhood of Putana because she pretended to be an affectionate mother, allowing Krishna to suck her breast. The Lord accepts the least qualification of the living entity and awards him the highest reward. That is the standard of his character. Therefore, who but the Lord can be the ultimate shelter? Om Jnana Tarandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Krim Yat Kripa Tam Ahambande Shri Gurun Dinatarna Vancha Kalpa Tubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So, we're praying to Srila Prabhupada and of course their merciful lordships, Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Sri Kornitai, and the assembled devotees to please inspire us to say something valuable for preparing our consciousness for this Sankirtan marathon. So, I'm sure the devotees know that this verse, that Sukadeva Goswami, you know that he was conceived by Srila Vyasadeva, but he didn't take birth after 9 months. Or 10 months, or 12 months, or 15 months, or 1 year, or 2 years, or 16 years, he didn't take birth. So if you're a mother, you may think this is a little difficult. This is a little difficult, and if you're a father, you're thinking it's a little strange like that. But of course, Srila Vyasadeva being incarnation of the Supreme Lord knew that Sukadeva didn't want to come out and be captured by the material energy Maya. So Srila Vyasadeva assured him that, no, no, you're okay. You come out, it'll be all right. Didn't trust his father. Srila Vyasadeva had to go to Dwarka to entreat the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, to come and tell his son, it's okay, you won't be captured by the material energy. So then he came out. But what did he do? He left immediately for the forest. And Srila Vyasadeva chased after him. Oh, my son, like that. He disappeared. So what did Srila Vyasadeva do? He sent two of his disciples, unfortunately I didn't research the other verse, but he had two of his disciples wandering in the forest and reciting two verses. This was one of them, one of these verses. And hearing these verses, wherever he was in the forest, they were wandering all over the forest. He heard these verses and he became so attracted that he wanted to hear more. So then he came back. And then he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from his father, Srila Vyasadeva. So, we have this mercifulness of the Lord. Of course, we know the most merciful Lord Sri Chaitanya and the most merciful Lord Nityananda. They are the incarnations of mercy. But the Supreme Lord is also merciful in that in this case, he's treating Putana, who was a dangerous demon. She had this horrible form. How many miles long? Yes, long. Big form, and she reduced it into some beautiful lady. And Mother Yashoda, Mother Devaki, and all the close, intimate associates of the Lord, they were fooled. They were fooled by her beauty. Or it was the Lord's pastime. And she came in. She came into the room and they saw she was so beautiful and she had such a nice mood. And they allowed her to collect Krishna from his crib and nurse him. So of course the Supreme Lord is not fooled. So then he took her nipple in his mouth and sucked her life out. She succeeded in her attempt to get Krishna to suck her breast, the poison, but she didn't figure the Supreme Lord would suck out her life, suck out all her badness, all the poison and everything else, and ultimately give her the benediction of the position of a mother. So how merciful is that? Like that. So this Sankirtan Marathon, to quote His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu, it depends on strong sadhana. It depends on strong sadhana. That's the first thing. Myself personally, I had the opportunity, I was serving as a bhakta in the Washington, D.C. temple. Washington, D.C., capital of America, famous airport, all kinds of people flying in and out. And Tripurari Prabhu, did I mention this before? The Prabhupada called the incarnation of book distribution. He and a few of his fellow devotees were traveling around to different temples and trying to inspire devotees on book distribution. So I was very fortunate to go with a few other devotees, and we went to Ocean City, Maryland. It was a tourist resort. Of course, it was the middle of winter, so it wasn't that busy, but people, you know, there were hotels and casinos and everything like that. So we went there, and we had our morning program, and we were all wondering, what is he going to say? What is he say? What's his mantra? What does he say to get people to stop and give them the book and collect a donation? So he could see our eagerness to get that information. And he told us very simply that the best mantra is a good morning program. A good morning program. That is the most important mantra. And His Grace, Vaisasika Prabhu also quotes the first thing, good morning program. So you all are following a very wonderful program. I'm astounded. I'm astounded in most temples previously that I visit that, you know, there's Mangalarti, very nice, very nice. After Mangalarti, people disappear into various other regions. But here everyone sits and chants. So it's very wonderful. Because you have to hear the holy name and you have to hear other devotees chanting. You can be inspired by their chanting. You have to hear. Prabhupada said you chant loud enough to hear yourself and to hear others. So that's a very tone mood. You have to hear yourself enough and you have to be able to hear others. Not that, argus, argus, that, you know, you can hear yourself. But no, you can't hear everybody else, and nobody else can hear anything either. I was like that. I used to sit right there and scream. And Jananda Prabhu, before he was sannyasi, he'd have to come and say, Haribo Prabhu, you know, give the devotees some space here. Give them some time. So we have to hear the holy name. And we have to hear it from others as well. We can be inspired. Maybe we're not having a great day with our japa. We didn't sleep well or we were up late or whatever. But we can be inspired by the nice chanting of the other devotees. And that can inspire us to concentrate more, to not commit that tenth offense of being spaced out like that. So it's so important, the chanting of the holy name with faith. This sound vibration is non-different from the Supreme Lord. In the nice song by Srila Bhaktivinoda, Nadia Gojume Nityananda Mahajan. The next line is Shradavan Jate. Shradavan Jate. Shradavans. We have to have that faith in the chanting of Hare Krishna and in the process of devotional service. And the effect will be Chaito Dharpana Marchana. Yes, the thing is our hearts will be cleansed. The demons, the putana demons of lust, kama, anger, krodha, greed, loba, madness, mada, illusion, moha, and envy, matsarya. So you have this wonderful picture of Lord Nrisimhadev here. And Lord Nrisimhadev is finishing Aranyakashipu. He's finished. And you can see around his lips is the blood. So he's gone in with his teeth as well, besides ripping him. So he's done the job. That demon is done. That demon is done. So there's a very nice verse also in this 11th canto where it's explained that that the mind is so troublesome. It's so troublesome. It's always contaminated. But the yogi has to control the mind. He has to control the mind. And if he doesn't do so, then there's problems. And Sukadeva Goswami gives the example of an improperly treated disease. You have the flu or you have something worse. And you go to the doctor and he gives you the medicine. And you take the medicine, but you don't complete the course. And it comes back worse. So we have to cleanse our hearts, we have to cleanse our minds very nicely by this chanting. So much so that we're purified. Mother Guru Charna was saying yesterday that purity, or the day before, sorry. She was saying that purity is the force. Purity is the force, and we have to have that purity in order to go out. We are also saying that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, that the Mahabhagavat, he has no desire to inflict punishment upon the envious of the Lord. Rather, he engages the Majjhima and Kanista Adhikaris in preaching work to purify the polluted mentality of the inimical souls. So that's us. We're going out on the order of the Uttama Adhikari, Srila Prabhupada. We're going out on his order to attempt to purify the souls, these inimical souls. We were on the Harinam after the program on, what day was it? Ramnishringa, that day was Tuesday. Anyway, after the program, we went on Harinam. I haven't been on a Harinam for a long time, and not with a substantial number of devotees, at least. And so it was Leicester Square, was it, in that area? And we were chanting, and we had some Matajis there. Arundhati Mataji, we had, I'm trying to remember, Mother Jagatam Mataji, and Mother Mandakini Mataji. They're 70 plus years. Now, you're not supposed to tell the lady's age, but over 70. And Mother Rundhati was leading a very sweet and blissful kirtan, and the other ladies were also going for it. So this is our hearts. We want to have those hearts purified, that we enjoy the ecstasy of chanting the Lord's holy names. So that purity has to come. That's how we affect other people. And it's very much a part of a strict morning program. So the devotee is praying. He's praying to Lord Nrisimhadev. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namas Tejas Tejasay Avir Avir Bhava. Vacha Naka Vaja Dangsta Karmasavan Randhya Randhya Tamograsa. Grasa Om Swaha Abhayam Abhayam. Atmini Bhuyasta Om Shron. O Lord Nrisimhadev, whose nails and teeth are like thunderbolts, please appear in my heart and destroy these demon-like desires for fruitive activity like that. So we're praying to the Lord in that way. We want to become purified. And that's the whole process of our morning program, to help us become purified, so that our only desire, we have desires, we have a whole stock of desires. There's, without desire, there's no living entity, actually, Prabhupada mentions. But we have to change the quality of the desire from our own selfish interest to that of pleasing the pure devotee and the Supreme Lord. So this Sankirtan marathon is the wonderful opportunity for doing so. It's a marathon. It starts. When you maybe don't see, that the International Olympics or various other competitions there, you have the 100-yard dash or meter dash. And right, whoosh, they're going. They got 10 seconds. If you do it in 10 seconds, you finish last, like that. But if you're running the 1500 meters, Sri Sri Radha Gokula Nanda Sitaram Lakshmananda. If you're running the 1500 meters or 15,000 meters, then you have to do it a little differently. You may have a rabbit, they call it a rabbit. You have one runner, he's not going to finish the race, but he goes out quickly to keep the pace, get the pace up and going. And some people follow him, and then they get finished too, because halfway through the race, he just pulls off the track. Because he's not going to run the whole race. He's just going to run a little bit. So marathon means the long term. So we have to pace ourselves. Pace ourselves with good morning program and solid reading and study, good association, nice prasadam, and go out determinedly every day for as long as we can to serve Srila Prabhupada by distributing his books. So I had a few quotes from Pragosh Prabhu. You may know Pragosh Prabhu. He's one of the most inspiring devotees. And he had joined the temple in Detroit. Of course, it wasn't Devasadana Mandir. It was the little temple they had before that. And he'd been serving for a little while. And the temple president came in and asked him, well, Bhakta Pat, how's it going? What's your plan? He was actually painting. They were refurbishing the temple. Maybe Srila Prabhupada was coming or like that. So then the devotee asked him, well, what's your plans? And he said, well, I want to go to India. And the devotee asked him, well, why do you want to go to India? He says, well, I need to find a guru. So the devotee kind of took his hand. It was just a photograph of Srila Prabhupada, a framed photograph. Took him over to the Vyasa Sun and said, this is your guru. And I remember myself the first time I visited a temple. It was just a temporary temple in Memphis, Tennessee. And they had small Gornitai deities, about the same size as Nitai Gaur here. And I visited on a few evenings. I'd met them, gotten a card, gone to see. And they had an altar there with the small deities. And the whole time was there, I didn't even notice. I didn't even know what was going on there. I couldn't recognize that there were figures in there. And it was a small Sringasana like that. I couldn't even recognize what they were. I saw some flowers and things like that. I didn't even know they were deities like that. So this devotee, wonderful devotee, you know, such a wonderful servant of Srila Prabhupada. He didn't even see Prabhupada on the Vyasa. He didn't recognize. But when that devotee said, this is your guru, everything opened up his consciousness. He says that then the whole temple took a meaning, more than just a room and things like that. So then he became very interested in following Srila Prabhupada, serving the devotees, and ultimately going out on book distribution. So he gives so many wonderful memories. If you go on to Srila Prabhupada's memories that Siddhanta Prabhu has so mercifully given all the devotees. I'm running out of time. There's so many wonderful stories. So he gave the one talk. He was following Srila Prabhupada on a morning walk, and Prabhupada said, material society is determined to take everything that belongs to Krishna and use it not for Krishna but for themselves, stealing it. And he gave the example like a knife, that a person can have a knife. He can use it to cut the vegetables or he can use it to cut his throat. So Pragosh Prabhu was there and he asked, he said, should we think that if we were more pure, we could change their hearts? And Prabhupada said, what you are preaching is perfect and pure. But they are all envious like snakes. Envious like snakes. When we were on the Harinam, we were seeing some people were smiling. Some people were, you know, extremely unhappy. Some people were angry. They were angry because how can these people be smiling and dancing when I'm working like an ass to try to enjoy and it's not working out? So all he wants to do is come up and punch somebody. And some of them, they walk past and they just barely got past. It's like they want to stop and turn around and punch you out or something. Maybe devotees have had that experience like that. So they're envious. They're envious like snakes. But Prabhupada said, you know what is a snake charmer? Do you know what is a snake charmer? You have to learn how to charm them. Charm them. And therefore, a devotee uses his smile. I know Vaisi Prabhu would say when you meet somebody, he qualifies them by raising his sense, hi, you know, hi. And if somebody kind of responds back, then that's his qualification for being seen. And said, you'll say something nice. Oh, nice shirt. Oh, I love your tie. Or that's a very nice pair of shoes. Something, but sincerely. Some appreciation. Because people respond to appreciate. If it's genuine, they respond. So we charm them. Book distributors are charmers. They're charmers, really. We have to learn how to charm them like that. So I think I'll just mention this other pastime of his, not mine. He was saying his first airport he did was the Hawaii airport. If you heard this before, please stop me. But I can listen to it 100 times. He says it was first airport, it was Hawaii airport, and it was illegal. You know, at the time, devotees had permission to do airports. So it was illegal, they were running around the place. They get arrested and things like that. So this one big policeman, big guy, caught him and took him into the security office, shoved him up against the wall, grabbed him by the throat, and told him, I don't want to see you here. I'm not going to tell you again. I don't want to see you here. And Pragosha just told them, I'm not going to tell you again, but I'm coming back. And the guy was flustered, flummoxed, you know. He's a big guy. Pragosha's healthy, but he's not a big guy. So he told him, I'm not going to tell you again. I'm coming back. And the guy was so confused. He said, well, I'm going to arrest you. He said, you can arrest me. He said, what does that mean? He says, I can sit in jail for 2 or 3 days. I don't have a family. And he couldn't. What does that mean? I mean, I can sit in jail for a couple of days, but I'm coming back. I'm coming back, and I'm going to distribute these books. He said, I give out 40, 50 of these books every day. Mostly to soldiers. This was Vietnam War time. And that was the landing place for going to Vietnam. And many of them didn't come back. 57,000 young American persons didn't come back from that war. So he said, they need these books. They need these books. Then he prayed to Krishna. He said, Krishna inspired him. He said, you know, I've been watching you. Prabhupada telling the policeman, you've been following me all over the place and you never caught me. I think you want to see what's in these books. And the guy was really like that. So I'm going to give you one of these books and you take it home and you read some of it. And if tomorrow you tell me it's completely worthless, he didn't say he was going to leave. He said, well, then, okay, whatever. Like that. So he met the guy the next day. He asked one of the Matajis to make a cheesecake. Cheesecake. Who likes cheesecake? So he took a cheesecake and he didn't wait for the guy. He went looking for the guy. And he gave him the cheesecake. And he said, all right, I read your book. I read some of your book. I read enough. You're all right. But I've got a boss. And he's on top of me. So we'll make a deal. You, whenever I come by, you sit down or you go to another place. And then when I'm gone, you can do whatever, like that. So they made that deal like that. So it was another case. He didn't bring the cheesecake. And the guy said, hey, where's my cheesecake? You know, like so he got attached to the persona like that. So many things, how he changed. Change the mentality. And he also mentioned that we don't know. He was saying, I only have a couple of minutes here. We don't know how we got here. And me too. I mean, we were in the material world, finished high school or whatever. And, you know, but Krishna, he was saying that Krishna saw that here's this person, he's got so much energy that he's wasting. And here's my pure devotee. And he has this wonderful mission, this impossible mission. So grab him by the hair and put them there in association. There was about 1,000 devotees in ISKCON in 1973 when the BBT was established. In the next 7 years, thousands and thousands of people joined. And at the time we're talking about, everyone was out on book distribution. Everyone was out. And everyone was pleased. He was explaining that you get the credit. You get the joy. You get the excitement. And as Mother Guru Charna was saying, you get the miraculous. You just get to see miraculous things happening. It's like Kartik Vrata. In my experience, Kartik Vrata can be agony, and it can be ecstasy. It may be just a time for getting purified, or it may be a time of great blissful happiness. You don't know. It's whatever the Supreme Lord is giving. And Sankirtan is like that too. It can be tough. It can be difficult. I traveled here in the UK for 5 or 6 years in the back of a truck. And it wasn't a SUV. It was a panel van. We would sleep in the trucks, and it was so cold in the winter that our breaths would freeze on the top of the van. And when we'd get up and run out and throw a bucket of cold water on us and get in the front seat of the van and put on the heater, then the water would melt and it would rain in the truck. You know that, yeah. And His Grace Kaliapani Prabhu, who was our Sankirtan leader, you'd be sitting in the front seat, and if you were nodding off, if you didn't have the intelligence to get out and walk around outside, even if it was raining, then he would very mercifully reach across you, pick up his foot, and he'd push you out the door. He wouldn't let you sleep while chanting japa like that. And so we did that for many, many years. So it was wonderful. It was intense. And then after a week or two, we would come back. And we'd come back on a Saturday afternoon. And for Mangal Aarti, we would see the most beautiful, exquisite, transcendentally sweet Lordship Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda. And it was all worthwhile. It was all worthwhile. And now you have the extra treat of Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. I've never seen so beautiful, wonderful deities. So devotees, they work. I mean, we're talking about the end of the marathon. They've worked hard. They've endeavored hard. And then they had the marathon presentations, at least in the old days. And you would get a reward. And what was the reward? It was a picture of the deities or a picture of Srila Prabhupada. And devotees felt so that they'd received the greatest reward. And if you won the marathon, then it had a frame on it. It had a frame on it like that. And devotees just felt that this is more. This is more than sufficient payment for their endeavors. So this is all we want. Devotees just want to see the smile on Srila Prabhupada's face. There used to be another picture of Srila Prabhupada. Of course, that picture is perfect because it was taken right here. But there used to be a picture of Srila Prabhupada. He was on a striped blue and silver Vyasasan. It was just after Srila Prabhupada received the French Bhagavad Gita. First copy of the French Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada said that whenever he received a new volume in a different language, What did he say? He felt like he had conquered an empire. So Srila Prabhupada is sitting there, and he's sitting there, and he's like this. And he's perfectly balanced. He's the perfect yogi, and he's smiling. And myself, when we would come back, that Guru Puja, just gazing at Srila Prabhupada and praying to him, please, please help us continue doing, help us improve, help us keep going. We're only instruments. We're only here because of your mercy. Pragosha Prabhu was saying that the devotees were seeing how they were in a fortunate position by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. We're in the most fortunate position. We're not driving on the motorway, stuck in traffic. We're not engaged in some useless work and activity. We're staying in the most wonderful place. We have the most beautiful masters and the best food. And I'll try not to keep you much longer. Like that, we have the best. We're so fortunate. We just need to give out that fortune. Help other people according to our ability. Try to give it to them. Try to become a good snake charmer. Like that. There are people, they're just waiting and at different levels according to the devotee's expertise. They can receive a book. And that's the beginning. You know, we were on the Harinam, we're giving out little invitation cards and things like that. Even if they accept it, that's the beginning. They just need to make more progress. So the devotees are trying to plow the field and distribute the seeds. And those things, those books, Prabhu was saying the other day, that they have a mind of their own. You give it to one person, he gives it to the friend. I'd like to say, well, if you don't like it, well, give it to a friend. You must have a kind of a thinking friend. Wonderful gift, you know, instead of a piece of chocolate or some flowers that are gone and rusted and dead in a day. This is a book. It'll last forever. Something they'll really appreciate. Like that. So you can influence them to think of someone else like that. Give them the book. So in that way, we can be engaged nicely in preaching and serving our spiritual masters and serving Srila Prabhupada. And we'll become joyful, blissful, happy. And people will become relieved of their material suffering. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Sri Radha Gokula Nanda ki. Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Haribol.